Seeing the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Amen.
To say greetings to everyone standing from afar and those people that are
greetings
taking time
the name
to be
of
here
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus tonight, or this afternoon rather. Thank you for taking the time to come and listen. But for tonight, like what we said, the program running from the four shores every Sunday afternoon at such a time like this is from the youth to you, to minister to you. So all those youth that are logging in, are youth that are tuning in, youths that belong to church, youths that do not go to church, youths that are just hanging out, if one of the Sundays, and it's this Sunday, that you choose to tune in, we also would like to welcome you this afternoon in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, give a mighty
hallelujah.
This is your program. Young people, this is your program.
Oh, hallelujah.
This is your program.
This is your program, youth, and we are really blessed. I'm really blessed. In actual fact, this is the first Sunday that I'm attending here. I'm always been one of the virtual ones, watching in from home. Praise the Lord. So tonight or this afternoon, what brought me is my husband's voice to be his backup.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for my voice.
So I'm here to be his backup. And now I can hear him so he can continue with his preaching. Praise the Lord. Youth, for this afternoon, I've heard a lot of testimonies. Testimonies, broken homes, going through problems. I'm really blessed. Last Sunday, as I was tuning in, I think Sarah Wire, one of the girls that was testifying, and today sitting again here, and I hear testimony. Lendua, thank you very much for the testimony tonight. I'm always drawn to the children that are lacking, children that are suffering. Amen. So if you're one of the youth that are logging in today, for those children that have a mom and a dad, good job, life is good, good, thank you. But you just need to, change your faith and go higher in trusting Him. But for those of the youth that do not have parents, a mom and a dad that you go home and you call mom, you call dad, you're brought up by your grandparents, and I can vouch for that because I'm looking after my grandson and I know how much it takes. When you go home, it's not complete. You're relying. And I heard one of the testimonies from one of the girls, I think one of the boys this afternoon, he said that my grandmother looked up to me and after that, she passed away. Amen. You know, the very thing that you rely on, you have hope. Of course, it's a small word, even on and on live. But thank God, he's still here. Amen. So you're logging in, or you may be here at the Fourth Shore. Your stories are different from the person sitting right next to you. Your story is different from the person you hear all the time. And sometimes when you hear the preaching, then you begin to ask yourself, is that mine? Will it work for me? You know, words of testimonies from people that are standing up and proclaiming there is no other God like him, and he is the only source, he is the only God, and that story can be yours and can be mine, and that story can be, you know, work out so much miracles in your life. I am also a product of, you know, my parents, or my dad passed away when I was only 13 years old, so I was only in Form 3. I can identify with children that lost one of theirs. I heard one of the girls testify this afternoon that the dad is still here. The mom passed away. I heard Lendua. I know Lendua's family. Thank you, Anna, for looking after your children. And thank you, Anna, for looking after your boys. I thank you for standing strong in the faith in raising up your children. And I know, you know, as I listen to testimonies like that, I can identify because I was one of the ones who lost my dad when I was only 13 years old. I had my dreams. So you can be hearing us this afternoon, or hearing the testimonies, and when something is taken away, like if your mom passed away or you're dead, it must not change the way that you desire for your future. Don't allow any of the things that has happened in your life to define you. No, you rise above. Even though you come from a broken home, or even though your mom and dad are not together, they're separated, even though you are struggling to keep things together, are struggling to look after your siblings because you are the only responsible one, like the story we heard tonight from Lendua. So your story can be like his. Your story can be any other, like any other youth that stand up to proclaim the strength of God that has brought them this far. Listening today and every Sunday to hold on straight to that faith and keep on walking. Don't ever give it up. Keep on walking. You know, it's so easy. You'll be saying, I'm not a son, or I'm not a daughter of a pastor, or my, you know, my parents doesn't go to church. It's okay. As long as you have a heart that desires God and you believe in every word that he says. I know that. I was only in Form 3 when I lost my dad. I desired to be a doctor. We always talk about it. But when my father passed away, all my dreams were gone with him. I was so close to my dad. So close to my dad. So when he was taken away, and we were brought up in a totally different family outset because we were either okay, but I don't even know who my uncle or who my auntie is. We were brought up in a very nuclear family, I could say. I don't even know. I know them by name, but I haven't seen their face. I haven't seen I think only one of my uncles, my dad's brother that I've seen. All the others, I know their name because my father will draw the family tree and we study and we know all that. But to mingle, to mix, to know, to call Talebu, Nalebu, Ney, Momo, I don't have anybody that I call those names by. Amen. So when my dad passed away, it brought me closer. That's why I am who I am today. When my dad was taken away, I had no hope. My only hope was God. It draws me closer to God. I continue to go to church because my father was the elder of the church. He was the vakatawa of the church. The only thing we know is church. We go to church every Sunday. We church home every day. After doing your homework, we line up to our father to say and say the memory verse, the whole chapter. All these things that I taught my children, that's my upbringing from home. We line up. After you finish your homework, you check your homework. Then you say, okay, say Psalms chapter. Then we say our Psalms chapter. Amen. And that was all way back that time. I was born in 1966. So you're talking about the 1970s, 1980s. Amen. So when I come in and we start this church, I knew the importance of the power of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if you're a failure, if you say, no, I cannot do that. Look, don't allow all these things to define you. You stand strong and you say to your heart, and you stand firm, believing in your God to say, no, I can do this. I can do this. If you're lacking behind in education, or if you know, you feel in your heart, okay, there's no rugby happening anymore. There's no Coca-Cola games. There's no other things. It's sort of like your hope. Your desire, it's always there. Look, don't lose hope. There are other things there. Because He is the Master. He is your Creator. He will direct you to the right path. He will ordain your steps. He will never allow anything to ever happen in your life. I believe that. Hallelujah. And you need to stand faith. This faith. I like the mission item. Thank you, mission. Thank you for that proclamation this afternoon. Keep the faith. Turn to the person next to you and tell the person next to you, keep the faith.
You are not defined by your faith.
Yes.
You are not defined from the school you came from. You are not defined that you come from Lao. You are not defined that you come from the interior of Naita City. You are not defined by past failures.
Hallelujah.
You are defined by the word of God.
Yes,
and the word of God says that you are the head, not the tail. You are in front. You are not behind. You are always in the power of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
You stand firm, whether your family is broken, whether you came through your nana and your pa, whether you came through your mother alone, it does not define you. What defines you is the word of God. Stand firm, chest out, stomach in, because I can do all things in Christ Jesus. I can do all things in Christ Jesus, who has strengthened me.
Yes.
So young people, throughout Fiji, the solution is Jesus.
Yes.
Not drugs, not marijuana, not sex. Jesus.
It's the answer.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's Jesus all the way. Because the Bible says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Yes.
You're looking for the way, Jesus is the way.
Hallelujah.
You're looking for the truth, Jesus is the only truth. You're looking for life, Jesus is only life.
Yes, you need to trust in the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. You need to trust in the power of the word of God. How do I do that? Meditate on the word of God. How do I do that? Grab a Bible and read the word of God. How do I do that? Change the things that you're watching. Change the things that you're listening. Change the things that you're doing. Adjust your life and be ready. Get yourself ready to receive the power of God. Not only the power of God, what God has for you. Look, when He speaks, when He says His word will come alive in your life. Hallelujah. Now, none of us are going to make that requirement in the Numbers 23:19. I am not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change heart. Hallelujah. All my promises I shall fulfill. Well, you are the head. Can't help it. Amen. You're not the tail. You are the head. You're not the tail. Amen. You're always at the top. You're never at the bottom. Amen. You're going to really come, maybe, I lack this. I'm not really good in science. Or I'm thrown to this class. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know the formula. Look, you are the head, not the tail. When my daughter, Talofia Sandy, when she went into New Zealand, and we look at the curriculum and everything, she said, Mom, I cannot do that because I haven't done that before. And I said, here, you trust in the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. You trust in the power of the word of God. Go there and say to yourself, don't be defined to feel you come from Fiji, come all the way from Chespa, walking into this school for you to feel timid. No, you walk there, walk head high. Oh, you serve the King of Kings. That makes you the Princess Luvengu. Walk tall, walk tall. Look up, because He is your God.
The Bible says those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion.
Yes.
When Ophir was enrolled to pilot training in Nandi, and they look at her subject.
Hallelujah.
And the teacher, the pilot instructor said, you don't take maths and you don't take physics.
Hallelujah.
In Form 5 and in Form 6. How can you become a pilot? These are the two main subjects. Tell your father and your parents not to waste their money by sending you here. We pray over and we told fear, we are the head, not the tail.
Yes.
She went back to school. Hallelujah. After 8 months, she put a mark there. No maths, no physics. And she came out flying colors. Within 8 months, she began solo pilot in Nandi.
Hallelujah.
That's what God can do. Yesterday, we were in Kuriwolu, and Koro Singa Singa's daughter was Tanya was testifying, hallelujah, chemistry, one of the science subjects, the worst subject that she can merely pass, hallelujah. And just happened, parents interview, Taltalangase came to school, hallelujah. And Tanya knew that she is in for a surprise. Out of all the day, her father came to school. Hallelujah. They came home and said, Tanya, you fast and pray. Tanya, you fast and pray. Through fast and pray, Tanya topped the class.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Young people, this is not a show. This is reality.
Amen.
This is reality.
Hallelujah.
She worked right up to senior management level. I work to management level. We know what we're talking about. Education, working, driving cars, living in a house. It's not real. The real deal is Jesus. Don't be fooled by the world.
Hallelujah.
She turned to me and said, where it's written, children,
honor your parents.
Hallelujah. I was supposed to just come and stand behind
you. I'm supposed to just come and stand beside you.
Then the Lord just spoke to me. This is one of the secrets. Young people, this is one of the secrets.
Honor your parents.
It is your Christian duty to honor your parents. Because it is the first commandment and there is a promise with it. Long life, good life. Anybody want good life? Young people, anybody want good life? Honor your parents.
Amen.
Honor your parents. Honor your parents. Anybody want long life? Amen. Young people, anybody want long life? Honor your parents. Because when we go to school and we reach year 11, year 12, year 13, we start to push our mom, we start to push our nana, we start to push the people, the very people who have become a foundation of your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are sharing this to young people in Fiji today. The reason why we have a lot of young people breaking rules, they become criminals because they don't honor their parents. Honor your parents. I tell you, 5 years, 10 years down the line, you will stand up somewhere and you will testify. There was a couple that they were sharing to honor my parents. I tell you that God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change
Hallelujah.
His mind.
Yeah.
Whatever he says, he will fulfill.
Happen. It will happen.
Oh.
Oh, hallelujah. Believe it. It will happen. Oh, some listening I came to the land of four shores. Amen. You know, when you want something so badly, amen. You don't have to be in a catamella, make us a second in the midday. Amen. E have a ball on the matinello, and you could kill a Roni Nomo. A Roni Nomo. Kakuniba Cataran and Rendre Valley, Kakuniba Cataran, Kayavich Mivale, Meva Catatao, Nikaiko Roni Rat. You can't do it. Kabakaiko Son and Rendre Clacodromatico take it to the Lord in prayer. You have faith. And believe in God. And believe in yourself that you can do it. Don't ever look down on yourself. Amen. Amen. But automatically feel that you feel intimidated that this person is better than you.
You come from a broken home,
yes.
Or dad just left, or now just passed away. That's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the story. In fact, God used the nothing so he can build up. How can God build up on something that is already solid? God will always prove to the world through the weaker, through those that are pushed aside, those that have been broken, those that are not achieved, those that are not counted. Then God start from nothing. Your nothing is the platform that God wants to work on. Brother, thank you. That's a revelation. Yeah. Your nothing is the platform for God's foundation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
na nomu senga, na nomu kaboro, nomu matubale, ligan duotaki, na mai kaboro ni matubale, gori senga na nando, takitikabu na kabu.
Hallelujah.
How can God show up and show off when everything is okay? God is looking for broken young people of Fiji so he can invest in your life. That the time will come, you'll stand up in a setup like this and you'll proclaim the goodness of God. Because your mom passed away, because your dad left to another family, because your dad was irresponsible, because there were no money at home. That is the platform that God is watching, and it can be watching somebody in Lotoka, watching somebody in Singatoka.
Hallelujah.
Watching somebody in Lambasa, watching somebody.
Hallelujah. As we come to an end of our preaching this afternoon, this is one of the decisions that you need to make tonight. You need to be nothing in your heart. Start from ground zero. Amen. You know, sometimes we try to mend this. We try to think to yourself, okay, I better study harder. Or I better work harder to get some more money. There are a lot of ways that you begin to think to fix your current problem. But today, we want to take you right down to the basics. Amen. We want to take you to the basic. The basic is try and get yourself right down to the ground zero with your God. And first, reflect on your mind on what you're going to be doing at home. This is the time. I don't want us to come here and do our meke and our item, do our testimony, but at home, you're not honoring your parents. Amen. That will be the ground zero for you tonight. And also for those of you that are logging in, as we come to the end of the live TV station program, wherever you are, whether you're logging in from home, you need to correct a bit of your life. You need to adjust. Adjust the fact that, you know, you need to adhere. You need to respect. You need to obey your mom and your dad. And if you're staying with your parents, grandparents, whoever you may be staying with, you need to adjust that. Like what I said in the beginning, I look up to my grandchildren or my grandsons for that matter. And every time we have our devotion, I'll always remember to remind Joshua, Othniel, Israel. I'll always remind them. Always remember, at the end of the day, Nana can provide anything for you. Nana can buy anything for you. But at the end of the day, you only have a mother. And you only have a father. It doesn't say in the Bible, and I always tell them, it doesn't say in the Bible, honor your grandparents. It says in the Bible, honor your parents. So I will need you. Don't blame them. You need to forgive them. And this is the message to everybody that are logging in tonight. Or logging in today, you have the same similar message like my grandchildren. Please remember them in prayer. Don't hate them. You need to love them. Your blessing in your future and the things to come is from honoring your parents, not honoring your grandparents. Your parents, according to the truth of His word. So we can, I know it may be the message for young people today, but also the same message to the elders like me, like everybody else. Hallelujah. Maybe you've gone past the moment. Yeah, our parents have got their views. Some of our parents may not like this church that you have chosen to come and worship, but it doesn't change the fact that she's your mom and also he's your dad. It doesn't take that away. You need to honor them regardless whether they like this church or they don't like this church, or whether they like your family or they don't like your family. Whatever it takes, find it in your heart to forgive them and love them and honor them. Because according to the truth of the word of God, you need to honor your parents. So today, before I ask Gaselebu to pray for us, youth, wherever you're standing, and also for those of you that are logging in today, you need to come before God in the altar. Some of you may be watching in a grouping, a zone, also as a worship center. I will need you to come before the Lord in prayer. And Gustavo, we will pray for you tonight. I need you to ask God for forgiveness right from the core of your heart. I need you to seek God like you've never seen Him before. You need to start with the ground zero. Then you will build it up because God is building it up for you.
You can stand up with me. Hallelujah. Maybe adults, you don't forgive your parents because of the faults, the decision. And for you young people, if your parents fail you so many ways, the Bible remains. Kamundo nangone. Do bagarogrogo bit mamundo kitimnamundo. Balangone wuno to manda. Kasati ko kina na via lati. Ask for forgiveness from the Lord because you never forgive your parents for something that happened along the way. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the space that you provide in our heart to forgive our parents. Maybe they don't achieve, they don't have enough money, and we normally blame them because of our education, because the way that we were brought up. Please forgive us, Lord. I'm a voice of so many young people, so many men and women that they have the grudge, they have something against their parents because what we consider that they fail in this life. Please forgive us. Forgive us, O Lord, today. We commit our life to you. Thank you, Father God, for the clean heart. Thank you, Father God, for the space that you provide, that we forgive them. We forgive our parents, and we speak blessings over their life. We speak blessings if they went away, not even asking to say goodbye. We take this time to forgive them, and we bless them. We bless our father. We bless our mother. We bless our parents wherever they go. So many times we fail in this life, but does not give us the right to continue to hate them and not forgive them. Tonight in the name of Jesus, we release them. Tonight in the name of Jesus, we speak blessings over their life. Tonight in the name of Jesus, we speak open doors and opportunity. Shower them with the blessings. In the name of Jesus, this is our prayer. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone shout. Amen. Everyone shout. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let us worship him. Just give 1-2 minutes worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your desperation.
Apart from coming before the Lord, some of you come from complete families, but you need to go today and ask your parents for forgiveness for everything that you have done in disobedience, arrogance, pride, rebellion to your parents back at home. Like what we said, that today is a new beginning. I would like us to all come in agreement and for you to receive whatever you have desired. You need to start to get a book and a journal today and start writing. Sarumut
weekend na mosi nikolo ni sini kwa. Sange wa to weekend na nonden ding ding. Ka weekend na volta mbuko sarumut na ngobosa. Kada ka bakin ndo na ka satu matavuku. Satu to bate kindo satara na vale en ndel ni batu. Ike baka ndo sarumut na ngobosa. Ka sinda ka bakin ndo na ka satu matalilia. Satu to bate ndo na mat satara na vale en ndel ni nuku. Ni na tauna uda do kan ndo mbui na liwa na dangi. Na tambaka na vale kwa. Ia enambale, sakale unanambale. Sabi mbuli ya ni weekend na turangir marama dhoro boki nungani lewa. Na munu wali mkwa New Zealandi na mwosa ni kaluwe nda sarangwatha. Na numati kwa nga, tubo karautu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingarabi nonda mbula ena singa binagani kwa. Nga ingiri ngiri nga eni, ena namba sa tukuni watu tukungwari dhake. Waka lunga teki kenda na turanga ena singa binagani kwa. Ameni.